Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Something else.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today is the 29th of February, Saturday the 29th of February of the year 2020, the extra bonus day at the bottom of every fourth box of cereal that is a year. Feel free to fill today with regrettable acts because the anniversary won't come round that often. In history today, in 1504, Christopher Columbus was stranded in Jamaica during his fourth voyage to the West, and he used a correctly predicted lunar eclipse to frighten hostile locals into providing food for his crew. Celebrate by frightening a hostile local into providing you with food today. And on this day, in 1952, the first pedestrian walk, don't walk signs were installed at 44th Street and Broadway at Times Square, the launch of a very famous New York tradition saying, "I'm walking/not walking here." Previous to the launch of the walk/don't walk signs, every New Yorker had to locomote via wheeled shoes or street luge, so the upright citizens of New York have those signs to thank for the fact that they are no longer horizontal. Your guest today is a returning favourite, man's man, ladies' man, and construction site foreman for all four-man seasons, James Nokise. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you. Happy World Bonus Day.
It's very exciting. This is the one day that doesn't exist that often. It feels like an isthmus that arises from the ocean only occasionally.
Yeah, I mean, are you doing extra bonus things for World Bonus Day? Have you had bonus stuff?
I had a sandwich that I didn't need.
Excellent. That's good. That's good bonusing. I think, have you set any four-year goals for the next leap? Any leap goals?
I want to have your job. No, I don't know.
I always believed that World Bonus Day, you should set four-year goals, like learn Japanese, master ninjutsu, and avenge your family.
I mean, those are all very much in a line.
Yeah, but achievable in a four-year period.
And as always, because today is Saturday, in our weekend editions, we take a step back from the cutting edge of the newsiest news and take a peep into our weekend magazine. This week, it is a bonus leap day edition with ways to freshen up your year on this one day of the year that only very rarely exists. But first, some sections of the magazine we won't have time for. In the Saturday magazine today, we have an in-depth interview with the sinister old lady next door. Her name is Gladys and all the children are afraid of her. She has a tragic backstory that involves her young man going off to war and coming back changed. And she f***ing hates it when you put out your recycling the wrong way. A heartfelt human interest story with a full-spread, surprisingly sexy photo shoot of Gladys when she was young that will make you feel incredibly aware of your own mortality and inevitable physical decay. Also in the weekend magazine this Saturday, a Mars prison photo essay from one of the many disposable one-way journalists we shot out into space in the hope they could make it through the elaborate security precautions on the Mars prison base before they ran out of air. Unfortunately, we only sent out our most badly performing interns on this suicide mission, and some of them aren't very good at photography. Also, many of the photos were censored by the cartel of shady billionaires with vested interests in the for-profit space prison, so it's mainly photos of shoes and some of the rec centre, but there are a few banger shots of blank-looking prisoners staring directly down the lens in quite an artistic way, which make us regret sending Dave off to his inevitable fate on the Red Planet. And also in the Weekend magazine this Saturday, we have a list of best coffee shops in your neighbourhood, including the one where they only serve coffee and you're worried you're not cool enough to buy a drink there, the one where it doesn't smell like coffee and that's a worry, and the one that's for people who don't want anything fancy. And that's the sections of the Saturday magazine we don't have time for today.
I think we should send out bonus prisoners to space on World Bonus Day. I think it's worth just firing out an extra one just to see, because you never know.
Well, traditionally on this day, February the 29th, women are allowed to propose to men, which is quite an old tradition, 6th century Irish tradition, the women proposing to men on the leap year day. I feel like we should have other things that you're allowed to do on leap years that you're not traditionally allowed to do.
What aren't women traditionally allowed to do that would be fun to only let them do in a 4-day period in the 21st century?
I'm not sure. What aren't women allowed to do nowadays? We can do anything.
Maybe for like this day only, they get paid 133% of their wage, and men like lose pay if they work on this day.
Yeah, they definitely lose their bonus, as it were.
Yeah, no bonuses for men on World Bonus Day. We're just trying to create a fairer world.
I wasn't going bonuses. I was going boners. It's time for your ad section now, because the incentive structures of the modern economy mean hundreds of thousands of creative minds have been bent to the service of selling you shit instead of doing productive and useful work, so you might as well listen to their efforts. Are you a wizard? Are you a lonely wizard stuck in your tower, surrounded by the detritus of the arcane power for which you traded your youth and every relationship you ever cared about? You're not alone. Wizard depression is a real problem, and 1 in 3 wizards will experience a down patch at some point in the centuries of drawn-out life for which they struck an eldritch bargain with a demonic force. Try Talkspace. Talkspace is a pocket dimension full of trained psychologists available 24/7 from whatever tower you're in at any time. Sign up for Talkspace Wizard Expansion anytime in the next 3 months with the code THE, that's THE for the last post, Talkspace.com/the, and you'll get 26.5% off Eye of Newt in your next major spell. Talkspace, mental health for the otherworldly. And a promotion today from one of our favourite sponsors here on The Last Post. Send us your pictures of where you drink half a glass of water using the hashtag HAGOW and be in the running to win a lifetime supply of water, as well as drinking instructions and a free ticket to my show Kronos. That's HAGOW, hashtag Hagow on Twitter or Instagram, and tag me at alliterative, ALITERATIVE, or producer Chris for your chance to win from us here at The Last Post. Half a glass of water. Try one today. And today's episode is brought to you by carbonated energy drinks. Carbonated energy drinks, the broadside to your adrenal glands that's not as illegal as many other harsh stimulants. Stay awake all night with inexplicable anxiety and heart palpitations until you remember you accepted that free sample can of energy drink from the overly keen promotional models who were lurking outside your train station in your vulnerable post-work days. Carbonated energy drinks. They're fizzy, they make you dizzy, and they're not cocaine.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
And that is your ads for today.
The Last Post.
And your top story today is Extra Day News. James Nokise, you are our Extra Day correspondent. Tell us what's happening on this one day of the year that only happens every 4 years.
Well, it's amazing things going on. There's extra football being played all through the United Kingdom and Europe. In New Zealand, there's extra rugby being played as well. In America, they're having an extra democratic debate that no one's asked for, and they're allowing extra candidates that no one knew about to be involved as well.
Yes, I have heard that there is a new candidate throwing its hat in the ring, which is this Trash Island that has recently been Kickstarter funded by a number of billionaires out of Silicon Valley. They imbued it with AI in the hope that they could build an offshore sort of independent island that only obeyed the laws of billionaires. But it has become sentient, and apparently it's proposing that it go for a candidacy for the presidency of the United States.
Well, it's really flying in the face of a lot of popular opinions that billionaires themselves, because of their vast amounts of money, couldn't relate to the common person. It turned out it was actually billionaires because of their douchebag personalities. Couldn't relate to the people. And if you just give $1 billion to a trash heap, they will undoubtedly relate to human beings better than Elon Musk.
Yeah, absolutely. It's certainly still a question whether this is going to be allowed.
Well, it wasn't going to be in, but then in the spirit of World Bonus Day.
In the spirit of World Bonus Day, it's possible that it might be throwing its hat, if it wears a hat, into the ring.
I think there's a lot of hats. I think it's actually quite a few hats, a few caps. Maybe even a few Kafkas.
Well, the argument that its campaign is running is that it is American, given that most of the trash that constitutes this sentient trash island came from America originally. So it's hoping to bypass what's known as the Schwarzenegger loophole.
That's true. I mean, they did originally try to blame it on China, but bless those Americans, they forgot that they've written on the trash in English. So it was very, very easy to actually check that particular thing. World Bonus Day is there is talk that there may be the announcement by the United Nations of a bonus country. Now, obviously, we all know what that bonus country might be, but of course, there hasn't been any officialness given to it from a world governing body yet. We're going to come back to you as that story develops today.
I look forward to that. I think I have a guess as to which country it might be, which is the only country that's recently emerged that hasn't yet got a status in the globe. But
that we know about. You know, the thing about these governing bodies is that they're searching out for new opportunities for countries everywhere. So it could be that place. But you know, have you been down to Kent recently?
No, I never go to Kent if I can help it. And that is your top story for today. Now it is time for your letters to the editor. Dear Alice and guest, that's you today, James. I was pleasantly surprised to hear the ad for ZepRecruiter last week in episode 50 Indian Citizenship News, offering to satisfy all of my Zeppelin-related office needs. This is clearly the wave of the future, disrupting static, ground-based businesses with the harnessing of perfectly safe helium. I will, however, note that a Zeppelin is not the same thing as a blimp, and the term should not be used interchangeably. Zeppelins are rigid or semi-rigid airships, while blimps are just flaccid balloons with no internal structure. All that being said, I was shocked, dare I say, offended by the ad for Blimp Pimpers, which closely followed your ad for Zeppelins. I cannot believe a reputable news service such as The Last Post would stoop to taking money for the advertising of such a crass service. Not only are blimps an inferior mode of lighter-than-air travel, but the pimping of said blimps is also a tasteless and uncouth endeavour. As an aerospace professional, I have justifiably strong feelings on this matter. Respectfully yours, Aaron in America. P.S. F.U. Chris. That's an interesting, I don't understand that reference, the AFU, Chris. As you know, our audience says, good luck to you, Christopher. That's
good luck to you, Aaron.
So I'm assuming that's a typo there. Aaron, I have no strong feelings about Zeppelins or blimps, but I do apologise for any offence caused. We're all learning and growing as we go through the world.
Aaron, it's 2020, and I think it's time that you look within yourself and address your toxic aeronauting.
Look within yourself for your internal structure.
Yeah, I mean, you know, blimps affects many aeronautists. You know, that I myself, as I'm getting older, I'm finding I'm more prone to blimp than to Zeppelin. And I don't think we should be shaming people for whether they go by blimp or by Zeppelin.
It's true. As long as you're in the air and you are floating high above the world in a sort of a balloon type thing, I think you're doing all right.
Oh, wait, sorry, I have a break for you. Oh, they've announced... Well, that's unexpected. So the UN has decided that it's going to be a new... No, it's not the UN. Sorry, I have completely got this crossed. It's my mistake, Alice.
All right, tell us this breaking news, James.
Donald Trump has announced New England, which he's confused for Florida. I'm so sorry. I thought this was going to be bigger than it was. And we knew there was new involved. We knew there was a country. But unfortunately, he might be sticking with it. I don't know. You know what he can be like.
Obviously, I thought and you thought that it was going to be New New Zealand being
given status
as a country in the UN. Mm-hmm. But in fact, it is just Donald Trump being jealous of New New Zealand and trying to make a new England.
Yep, he's said if the Pacific Ocean can have a new country, why can't the Atlantic? And he's gone with new England. Florida is furious, even more so than usual right now, considering the amount of cocaine. I'm very sorry. I'm very embarrassed. I apologize to the Last Post listeners.
Well, I mean, as with many of the unusual things that Trump says, you can look at it as a sort of an expression of stupidity or a lack of foresight. But I think this is a really great tactical move, possibly to undercut the power of the trash island in the election race.
It's a bold political statement. Obviously, as we know, the trash island is in the Pacific Ocean. He's clearly marking out the Atlantic Ocean vote, trying to really consolidate people on the Atlantic Ocean who are feeling like they're not represented by this trash heap on the western side of the country.
And what do you think this means for movements to giving fish the vote?
Well, I mean, look, as former President George W. Bush said, you can teach a fish to fish, but can you give it the vote? And I think maybe progress is just going to be stalled at this point until we can get a UN kind of body, whether it's the UN or the WTO or the SPCA, to be able to make an announcement that sticks.
I mean, we're all going to have to stay tuned for more news on that, which is lucky because we have a daily news podcast, so we'll find out more as we go. That is the end of the podcast for today. Thank you for listening to The Last Post. We are here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we will be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. You can download this podcast again tomorrow, or instead, try downloading tomorrow's podcast tomorrow, or subscribe so it automatically downloads every episode every day. We have previous episodes available on the same feed for those of you who like to binge the news, and if you have not done so before, please listen back to previous editions. James, thank you so much for coming and being our guest today. Do you have anything to plug?
Only that I'm embarrassed by the situation, so I'm going to go back to New Zealand for a few weeks and get some solid stories for you guys and find out what the heck is going on.
Please, if you can, I'll pay your fines if you commission a dinghy and go over to New Zealand and see what's going on there.
So if you are in New Zealand over the next month, keep an eye out for me. I'll be investigating and getting to the bottom of this.
The Last Post is a Something Else, Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at patreon.com/AliceFraser for my occasional blogs or to subscribe for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. Tickets are now on sale for my solo show Kronos in Melbourne, Sydney, Perth, London, Edinburgh, and then around the UK in November through Stamford, Birmingham, Brighton, Guildford, Southend, Salford, Darlington and Durham. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. I will talk to you again tomorrow.
Also from Something Else.
Mel Gedroych is quilting. Listen to Mel and good friend Andy Bush as they learn a great new skill and tell some brilliant stories, all whilst having some good, wholesome fun.
In a nutshell, I took a pair of scissors and I went into my husband's wardrobe. Now, this comes from a shirt that I bought him that I know he doesn't like. So I'm testing him by...
this is brilliant.
Yeah, by finding out when he discovers that the shirt has got a big patch out of the back of it.
Wow, and which area of the shirt is this taken from?
Bottom right.
Okay.
Listen now in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all good podcast apps.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.